The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
It's time once again to be flabbergasted by the rolling tongue, the juggling of words, thoughts, and phrases, like a Spaniard on a tightrope. Here is the one, the only, the man of 2 hours, Frank Cotolo.
Okay, here we go.
Listening to Frank Cotolo.
I was out in the middle of the desert, a UFO landed. 3 1-inch-tall guys get out. They walked over to me. They said, "Are you really 1 inch tall?" They said, "No, we're really very far away." My friend George walked his dog all at once. He walked him from Boston to Fort Lauderdale and back. He said, "No, you're done." One night George wasn't home. I went over to his house. I broke in. I went up to his dog and I put little contact lenses in his eyes that had cats on them. Dog was flipping out all over the place. And I took one out and he ran in circles. I was 5 years old watching TV. Only you can prevent forest fires. Oh, no. Every night out the window with a bucket of water. My uncle was a clown for Ringling Brothers Circus. And when he died, all his friends went to the funeral in one car. I'm living on a one-way dead-end street. I don't know how I ever got there. I've been getting into astronomy, so I installed a skylight. People live above me are furious. I've been making wine at home, but I make it out of raisins, so it'll be aged automatically. <laughs> 1966, I'm in Little League, I'm on first. I steal third. I went straight across. Earlier in the week, I learned that the shortest distance between 2 points was a straight line, so anyway. I argued with the umpire that second base was out of my way.
You are listening to Cotolo Chronicles. The Frank is on. The Frank is on. The Frank is on. The Frank is on.
You're kidding. The donut lady has other stuff too. The donut lady has napkins. I'm scared as hell.
And now, on with the show!
Now,
from song was written by Fred Ebb and John Candy.
Shut up!
That's just a piece of the pie.
I couldn't have said it better!
It's a theater with a lot of pow. P-O-W, I mean pow. And now it's time to put the pow right now. P-O-W, that means pow.
Two Spirit, 2-2-0. Commander Cotolo, the Bard of Broadcasting. Now in your ear. Philosophical entertainment, irrelevant irreverence, and Netarati, couple service, netaholics, and infomaniacs. Come through the door at your own risk. That's right. That is correct. Frank Tolman, man whose name adorns the title of the show. Here we go. It's just you and me. Y2K plus 14, the 8th of May. Don't go away. Look, smart guts and arts. Wake up. It's night. Tell him, Phil.
冰球到冰球，小村到大市， 咸湿屋仔到咸湿中心。 是 Cthulhu Chronicles.
From Ice Cap to Ice Cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. The silence just surrounds me. The careful lighting. There's a 40-watt bulb there. And, of course, shadows everywhere, as this drum solo, Cthulhu Chronicles, ensues through today, the 8th of May. And here we are, from Ice Cap to Ice Cap, doing what we do, wondering. And that's what we're going to be doing. Here's what we're going to be doing. Let me tell you this right off. I don't like to say that, right? I don't. You know, there's a lot of phrases I use that I absolutely abhor, with an H, okay? I abhor these things. And I find myself saying them, and it puts me into a place I don't like. A place, a space, a moment I don't like. And one of them is, the phrase, let's right off the bat. Right off the bat. Let's do this right off the bat. Let's do this. I never said let's do this out of the gate. Let's do this from the onset. And of course, I've never said without further ado, because I think that's one of the stupidest things a broadcaster may be able to say. Because broadcasters, usually English broadcasters, people, not English broadcasters, old English broadcaster, a person who broadcasts in English does not speak like that in his regular life. So why, when he gets in front of a microphone, he says, and now without further ado, because he does not use the word ado anywhere else. All of this stuff just makes me sick. And I shouldn't get sick over that stuff. You shouldn't get sick over little things like this. But I'm not going to say right off the bat. I'm not going to say right off the bat. So let me tell you, as we begin this particular episode of Cthulhu Chronicles, if you want to call them episodes. By the way, before I tell you that, here I go again, jumping down the rabbit trails. Before I tell you that, again, I did mention that a couple of months ago, and I've lost track of any time we do any of these shows. I don't know. Don't ask me. You want them archived, you could go in order at juicetalkradio.com. Download them and get them there. See, I'm remembering things as we go along, when this is good, because this is all part of the show. So stay with me, though, because hang in there. You know how this goes when we start this. We got a whole bunch of thoughts we got to get out, and they're not organized because I never rehearse, but I'm always prepared. A couple of months ago, let's just call it that, I tried to do a show where I did a show. See, there's English right there. I tried to do it. I did it, and I wasn't happy with it, but I'm not happy with half of the things I do, if you want to even put a percentage onto it. That'll be 50% of it the way. But, and I played some segments from older shows. And at the time that I said I was going to do that, I became committed to it. And some of the pieces I played were fine. It was good to hear some of those again. But in their entirety, there are shows existing, and we have found in the annals of our archives and in the archives of our annals, we have found some CDs that have shows that go back as far as 2006. Now, that's pretty far now, as you think about it. It's Y2K plus 14. So we found these shows, and I'm thinking what to do with them. I don't really just want to plop reruns on, but there are some things I think we can rehash with me here. Because I don't take really vacations from this show, and I've done this show sick. It's very rare that I've only money is. They tell you what's taken me away from the show at any given time, even illness. Once in a while, I've done this show quite ill at times, but there are times when I just don't, not feel like doing. I never feel like doing the show, but once I start doing it, I'm okay. So I know that. So I can't, otherwise, I wouldn't do it. But I think that when I do come on and do it, and I'm here live, I think it's good for us to play some old stuff. Now, that leads me to something else. So anyway, we're going to try to see what we could do with that, because we had some wonderful guests that have disappeared. They've disappeared from this show. They've disappeared from the face of the earth. No, I don't know that either. And, you can find anybody on the face of the earth, because everyone has some kind of presence on the internet. This was not always the case. Back when we started this and people first had broadband, not everybody had broadband. And so therefore not everybody had a presence, but you have a presence somewhere. Why? Because because almost everybody's an email. They're connected somehow to some kind of IM. They're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. And that's what we're going to be doing tonight. Not that we're going to be talking, we're going to be utilizing Twitter. I've never done this. Although we were the first talk show on internet radio to talk about Twitter, to spread the word. And that was way before it owed, $23 million or something after its IPO came out. But I'm not going to get there. But we're going to ask people to send in tweets as I'm talking. And I'm going to tell you why, and then we'll do that. See, that wasn't right off the you-know-what. See, I just went right into that there. So we got the old shows, and the old shows, we're going to blend them with the new shows perhaps sometime. Now, speaking of new shows, on Sunday, between 6 p.m. and some other time, I mean, beyond that, 6 p.m. on somewhere, I don't even know how long it is, Howie Siblinger of True Talk Radio up there in Canada, Canada, of course, but that's how they say the street. They say Manada. They say the street. They say Manada. They don't say Manada. But nobody ever says Canada when they see the word Canada, because they know it. And so I don't know why that's an instant thing to do. Why people just automatically do that. 9 out of 10 people do that. So Sunday. See, if you're listening to this, you got to be listening to this on the live feed. If you're listening to it on, as it's being rebroadcast on some of the great stations that do rebroadcast it, or if you've downloaded it and you haven't heard it when it was on live, and now you're listening, it's 17 days later, and you downloaded it at Juice Talk Radio, and you're, what is he talking about? This Sunday? No. If you got to be listening to the live feed, Sunday the 11th of May, I'm going to be on the Howie Siblinger Show. Howie, up there in True Talk Radio, where I'm on twice a day, and I don't know why I put my fingers up as if I'm on television. See, twice a day, that's another one of those stupid things. When you're alone, do you do that when you're alone? Well, this is part of what we're going to talk about later. So if you want to listen to me under different circumstances, which is where I'm on another person's show, and that person is doing the questions, and that person, they got a great run up there, because it's Quebec. You know, I'm very big in Quebec. And I never say adieu. But I'm very, I see, there you can. Howie, who runs a great show up there with True Talk Radio and runs the Montreal Jewish News website, on which every, I think Friday, you can go read my political blog. Just don't expect much, okay? And that's a big hit up there too, just like my 148.ca/Frank, my homepage over there at SRN, over here, not there, over here. SRN Media Works. So those are some of the things we want to talk about, including who's coming up in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have the, I keep saying this, not that people come up to me and say, well, you know, you said that and then nothing happened. No, you're talking about what we're going to do. We just don't know when we're going to do it. The Cambodian Cocktail Hour will be here one of these weeks. That's going to be fun. I think we'll have some fun with that. That's going to be a drunken, you know, orgy of sounds, that's all. Not a sound from orgies, but an orgy of sounds, okay? An orgasmic sound collage of us singing and dancing. But we're going to ask you to participate in that, too. You know, this thing about participation has always been... I was on a station once. I'm not going to mention the station. During this, I was doing another station, something live on another station, which was just really stupid. And I wanted it to be stupid because I never want to do, you know, the regular type show. and I did this show and the program director was always telling me, will you acknowledge people in the chat room? Because back people used to come into the chat room. Oh, no, wait a second. That was wrong because I did do that. Anyway, we had association with this station and they played this show. That's what happened. Okay. Forget about that stupid show I did because no one's ever going to remember it. It doesn't mean anything in the history of radio. If there was a history of radio to list all the shows on internet radio and regular radio that ever meant anything, this might not even make the list. It's so far down the bottom, so stupid, so stinky. The best thing about it was I introduced my son, Ray. It was the first time he ever got on mic. I don't know, he must have been 6 or 5 or 2, or so I don't know. And he used to do the weather report from outer space. It was great. He used to do the weather report. Your brother on Venus and the weather on Jupiter. And of course, the weather on Uranus. So I'm tired of that joke too. But the program director said, you know, when you do Cthulhu Chronicles, you need to, and it's not should. This was not a suggestion. So you need to have the chat room open from our station, and you need to address those people. You know, shout out to Rickley Bickley 625. How about Big Bear? And hey, there's Princess Mariah 220-2 and those stupid tags that they have. He said, you need to talk to them. And I said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing that. I'm not going to isolate a couple of people and talk directly to them and saying everybody's got to go into your chat room. And I'm not going to do that because the people out there are listening. And this is not this show. It's not that kind of a show. So when it comes to participation, if I have a guest, okay, I have a guest. If there's people I talk to who happen to be in the studio, I talk to them, but I'm not going to do this thing. I said, I'm not going to do it. And he goes, well, you have to do it. And it's like, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, I don't have to do it. And he said, well, you should do it. You have to do it. I said, I'm not doing it, period. It's the end of it. He says, well, then maybe we won't run your show. And I said, well, maybe I don't care if you don't run my show. Maybe that all my show, maybe my participation, my participation with you is now at an end. That's not stubborn. That's just right. I'm not going to change how this show is done and what I do for this jerk. That's why I didn't mention his name. I don't want to say jerk. I don't even remember his name. And that was a stupid thing to do, isolate me like that. Then you have to do this from my station. I'm on the stations. And anyway, I brought that up because participation and interaction is very tough on shows like this. This is not one of those stupid, you know, right-wing or left-wing, and just talk shows, you know, where we open up the lines. Connor, sure, who do you want? Yeah, my name is Pally, and I hate this, and I hate that, and I don't like this, and I don't like that. Thank you for calling. I think you're absolutely correct. Next, here's Pitsy. Pitsy from Baltimore. Pitsy.
Pitsy, I think it's terrible what's happened to this country. I gotta go have an intravenous now.
Thank you very much, Ertru. And this, you know, it's never been that way. It's never going to be that way. But once in a while, we ask people to call in if we open up Skype, and that's always a tragedy because Skype is ridiculous. You know, a lot of people don't have Skype. A lot of people don't want to participate. It's just, you can't do it that way. This format that we've created here on Total Chronicles is the format, okay? And other people have taken this anti-format and made it into a format, and this is what we do. So I talk, if you have a guest, we talk with that person, and we take a little break to go to the bathroom between the 2 hours, and people still say, how do you talk for 2 hours? Well, you talk for 2 hours, but on a topic or any other topic, and we just go where it goes. That leads us to exactly what we're going to talk about tonight. If you went to the blog, and you can go to the blog anytime, CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com. Wait, there's something else I got to tell you about. The new Four Culture. Four Culture number 12 is out. Holy crap, I didn't want to miss that one. FourCulture.com. FourCulture.com. Every issue since its inception, and this is I don't care if this sounds like a commercial, but it is a commercial. This is a fabulous magazine. And it's amazing. You can read it because it's a totally digital magazine. You go to fourculture.com and all 12 issues are there. You open it up and you flip pages. There's nothing, there's no paper, there's no nothing. This is, even before Newsweek or whoever it was that had that magazine went out of business and went right to the internet, Four Culture was there. 12 issues now. They come up every other month. You do the math. I have no idea how long ago, but I've been in every issue. That's not exactly why I'm telling you to go there. Although I must say those are some of the best things I've written in a long time. And you can read those. And in number 12, the first two-parter, well, that'd be part one of part two. So you get hanging by the cliff there. And you're going to love this. This is about the Illuminati. You're going to love this adventure. My adventures are adventures. That's my life. It's adventures. They're all adventures. It's all I ever write about, and you can go read those books that I write about and stuff and adventures. But Four Culture Magazine is the cutting edge of publication. It's only digital. It's beautifully designed and put together by total professionals. And eventually, they need your support. And you should go over there and support them. Even if you don't read my stuff. Okay, if you have enough of me just listening to this, and you don't even listen to all of this because you think that's too much, then, you know, go somewhere else. But go there. There's a lot of stories, a lot of things happening in down the Hallelujah Trail. That's where we are, right here, wherever we are now. There's not stories about whatever happened to... I was trying to think of a guy, and I couldn't even think of him because I don't know what happened to him. What happened to whatever, you know, whatever. So what else is going to go on over the weeks? Dr. Popoli will be back with us. Tom Savino will be here for our Savino Cotolo Chronicles one of these days. Now off, on again, off again, co-host Jeremy Long will be here and there, here and everybody's, you know, here or there. They're everybody's doing something or not doing something. That's just the way we roll. You know, I never said that. I don't like saying these things. What I do a lot of times is I like to take, you know, we tried to do and people were saying awesome. Everyone was saying awesome. And this didn't work too well. But I said, why don't we start our own? And every time use our own word for that kind of exclamation instead of saying awesome. Every time you hear yourself going to say awesome, say magnificent. And I know a couple of people did it to me. But I don't know. Actually, how do I know? I didn't do a survey. For all I know, there's thousands of people out there who are not saying awesome. And they're like, yeah, really pissed. They're really pissed now because they're listening going, hey, wait a second. I already threw out awesome. I'm saying magnificent all the time and aren't giving me credit. Maybe there are. I don't know. But I haven't heard in my circle of friends. And believe me, that's a very small circle. I don't remember hearing anybody saying it. But instead of saying awesome, say magnificent. Because you can. You can start these trends. You can do these things. See, these are things that are just going through my head related to the show. And that's why on Twitter, here's the name, @, you know the @ that you use? @ Frank Cotolo, capital F, capital C, but I don't even know if it's case sensitive. @ Frank Cotolo. Here's what I want you to do, because we're going to be talking about a few, and I said, if you went to the blog, CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com, if you went there, you read that I was talking, we're going to talk about wondering, something we all do and something we're doing even as we speak right now. And this is I want to know what you're wondering. I want to know, you know, because whatever's happening, there's always something else happening in your brain and your something else is going on. And anything can ignite you to wonder. A smell, a thing, a stuff, a thing, you look at something. That's why I was great about so it was Stephen Wright in the collage in the beginning, because those are like wondering things. That's where all that humor comes from, just wondering things. And I think this is an important thing because I think we do it every day. Nobody acknowledges it. Nobody ever says, you know what they just say? They say things like, is it any wonder? Is it any wonder? Those are these phrases, people. But the point I'm trying to say is that no matter what anyone is doing, they're wondering, and something else is going on. What do you wonder about? And when you're done doing what you do, whatever it is you do, do you wonder? When you're sitting and doing what you need to do you wonder or do you stay on focus? Is that part of... I don't think that's part of ADD, you know? They talk about that, and they give all these people medicines, and damn good ones, I may add, that say... you got to stay on focus. Stay right where, and yet your mind wanders. And when you're wondering something, it's often you will start wandering. Your wandering will go wandering, and you'll wander to wonder at something that had nothing to do with what you were wondering about in the first place. You're always wondering, even when you're paying attention to something, even when you're focusing. And I think if you're aware of it, you'll pay attention to it. And it's all part of my whole crap about neo-postmodernism. More opening of your consciousness of so that you don't edit things and you can really know what you're thinking and wondering and what's coming. Because, you know, the thoughts come to mind for reasons and sometimes for no reasons. Now, I know you're saying, and you know me, I'm not going to talk. I mean, if I talked to someone who knew about these things, and they wouldn't even probably know about these things because this is all stuff that we all do. We could find this stuff in common with one another because we hear that just like when you live in an apartment, you hear people walking through the door. People in glass houses can never refinance. I think that's the phrase right there, something like that. My name is Frank Cotolo. The man's name adorns the title of the show. Here's what we're doing @ Frank Cotolo. I got my Twitter page open. And what I want you to do, and we'll talk about what you're wondering about. So tell me what you're wondering about. And even if my asking you what you're wondering about makes you wonder, and then let's see what everybody's wondering about. Now, if this turns out to be, it doesn't matter. 10 of you, 20 of you, 100 of you, none of you. What doesn't matter, because I'm going to be wondering through the entire show. And I'm going to get literal again, because we always do that when we talk about something. Let's talk about what is wondering. People say things like, I wonder why, I wonder that, just right? Well, wonder, like any other word in our great language, has lots of different meanings. And we're gonna, I'm gonna lose my throat there. Another kill button. I need a kill, now, forget it. This show's too, it's too primitivo for a kill button. You just gotta like be here and just do it. And one day we'll just vaporize all of us. And we'll be gone. I'm going to look up wonder while you're getting at Frank Cotolo. What are you wondering? And you know what? We can make a hashtag. We could do all this stuff, see? Because we are above all. We were here before all of it. So we were doing this. So now we're asking you to participate by that. And you know you all have it. And you could do it any way you want, except if you're driving. If you're driving, you could be listening, but not driving. So don't text it and, you know... But do that, because look at all the things that you tweet that are just, you know, absurd. I know I do that myself, but not to the extent that some people do. So just tweet. What are you wondering about? And if it changes, then you could write one tweet and then write another tweet. And let's hashtag, we'll put hashtag wondering. How about that? Or is it wonder? Wondering. How about wondering? I'm wondering now why, since I got that water pump fixed, it's still very loud. It's because it's an old one. Wonder, it's a noun. And it has other various classifications too in the language. But let's first see if anybody, because I see there's like 22 tweets just came in. Let's see if anybody, and I'm not gonna be like they do on radio where they lie and they tell you, oh, someone's on the phone or someone just requested this. You know, anybody can do that. Excuse me, but I'm not doing that. If it's for me, and it's about wondering, I'm gonna read it. If it doesn't, then we're just gonna continue to talk through this. And there'll be tons of things, and you'll understand the flow of it, and you'll realize you're doing this every day of your life, wherever you might be. Let's say I got 20 now. 23 is going to be tough. 23 new tweets, and probably, let's see. Well, we know it's not him. Nope, they're not listening. He's not listening. That's not for him. Some other guy, he's not there. The Onion, the Onion's not listening. The sons of bitches, they're just doing their own stuff, their own thing. They don't care. This guy's not listening. This guy's not listening. See, none of these are for me. Nobody's who's listening wants to do it, even though I know some of these people very well, but they're not. As Four Culture does a lot of tweeting. That's because they play music over there, too. You can go over there. And this, and that, and this, and nobody. Okay, so I'm going to go to the top. If you want to tweet, tell me what you're wondering. Tell me. Here's one new tweet. I'm not going to do this every two times. There's nobody. It's nothing. I'm not, and I don't want to say that. I don't expect it. I don't, because it never have. It never, you know. But if you want to do that, you could do that. Wombat. See, one word, and suddenly, so I'm wondering about one word, and you, I mean, if you were to, you know, this brings to my attention something people always said to me from the beginning of the show, beginning of the run of this show, the beginning of the history of the show. So you have to be clear. You know, you talk the way you think. And this is why anybody can do a show like this, because all you have to do is one word can launch an entire show, even if you're not talking with somebody. They never meant, you know, if you have a guest. But remember, it was years doing the show before we had guests, years, because nobody could hook up. You couldn't do phones. There was no way to hook up a phone to talk to somebody. The first time I ever did a phone interview, so I had a guest on, I had the microphone that I spoke to and then the phone in my hand, and then I'd put the phone on top of the speaker. It was downright ancient. So that's the wrong word. I guess primitive. We'll go back to primitive. But now people can, they can tweet, they can do all this stuff that's going on, okay? We predate all of this stuff. But, so that's how I did it. I just did by talking. You don't have to even, sometimes you have an article or what have you. I sound like I'm talking to like people who've never been here before. And there are always people who come to the show who've never been here before. I don't mean physically here. I mean listening. But if you know, if you're here, you're here. It's kind of like that. The word wonder. And once again, I always use Webster's New American Dictionary. I love this book. It's falling apart. It's got duct tape on it, holding it together. I love this red book, red dictionary I've had forever. It says completely new and up to date. Now, this is what I love about this book, too. It was published in 1960 by Books Incorporated. Books Incorporated. Now, and I always think to myself, I wonder, see, this is another thing. I've said this before, I'll say it again. A bunch of guys sitting around going, let's get a publishing company. Hey, yeah, what are we going to do? And we're going to publish important things. We'll publish some fiction, but we'll important, you know, things that people, educational books. Yeah, educational books. What the heck would we call a company like that? Let's put all our names together. Rasmussen, Jackner, no, that's too difficult. Well, what would we, you know, come up with Books Incorporated. Books. Now you can imagine, and I do, and a guy says, we just started a company called Books Incorporated. Really? What do you do there? You know, and then there's always, you know, sometimes you want to be as clear as possible and you still can't be. Well, these fellows who obviously are, they got to be dead. I can't imagine. Lewis M. Adams, Edward N. Teal, and C. Ralph Taylor. C. Dot Ralph Taylor, who was the author of Education Department and Associate Editor. Of the home universe. Anyway, 1960 from Books Incorporated. I like this because this is not tarnished with all those new things. You're not going to find selfie in here. You're not going to find various things, you know. So, and I like it because it's raw. And the pages are yellowing. And it's not like, you know, you say, like, well, you don't know, Frank. It's because you're getting older and you want to be near things. That or no, it doesn't have anything to do with that. It's not nostalgia. It's none of that crap. I don't go for that crap, and you know it if you listen to this show, okay? I don't go for that. I just like it. I like the font. I like fonts. Do you know there are books I wanted to read? I would pick up, look, I've just done it again. I'd pick up a book that I wanted to read. I'd go to like Book Blaster or one of these places, these stores, and I'd go in and say there's a book I wanted to read that I'd never read. Whatever. And I go and I find it on the shelf and I take it out, probably, you know, not soft cover, but, and I open it up and immediately I'm biased. I mean, I want to read this book. I know I want to read this book, but I'm looking at it and I'm like, I absolutely hate this font. I hate this print. I hate how close the words are together. I hate the spine. I hate opening this book. Suddenly, I don't want to read the book. Now, I know that sounds surface. I know it sounds petty, but I think we do that. I just acknowledge it. I think people do these kind of things. Now, you know you do it with people. You know, if you meet a person at a party, or let's say you go to a neighbor's house, and you know the neighbor, and you know the neighbor's wife, or girlfriend, or boyfriend, or whoever. And you go in there thinking you're going to sit down and talk to these people you know, when they got two people you don't know there. And you're immediately looking at them and you're going, oh, you don't know these people. You're uncomfortable. There's an uncomfortable feeling. You don't know them. And things are at work. There's the things like, I want them to like me. And then there's another person, I don't care if they like me, I should be polite, I can't be polite, I can't be myself, I'm screwed right now. All the stuff that's going on. You thought it was going to be a comfortable time sitting with your neighbors. Wrong again. So, and you immediately are judging these. Now, these people are sitting there, and they're judging you. See, they're sitting there, they don't even know, not even if they're doing it on the top of their heads. Or consciously, they're sitting there going, oh, look at that guy. Who the heck that's his name? He knows him. All these things they're wondering inside their heads, you know. I was like, oh, God, is that the guy he told us about? And they're saying that to themselves, to this couple. And what's coming out is really, in the beginning, is lies. These lies are coming out. Polite, you're being social, which is okay. I'm not telling you to, you know, but you know what's happening is not what's really happening. What's happening is going on in your head. You're wondering, who is he? Where's he from? What's he do? How do I know he's not a thief? How do I know he's not a pedophile? What is he doing? Is that his wife? Is he with his wife? Does he not marry? Does he live with that? How many times has he been married? This stuff that's going on in your head is absolutely outrageous. And eventually some of this stuff pops up in a conversation and you do it very nicely. But what was always great, my ex-wife and I used to have a blast playing this game. And maybe you want to play this game. I'll get to wonder in a second, but this is stuff I'm wondering about right now, what I'm telling you about. Here's a great game to play. When you have people over your house for drinks, for a holiday, and I don't care if it's people you know or related to, because the same thing happens. Okay. But we used to do this, and we used to just have a blast of a time. When everybody left, we used to sit there and go, what would you think they were thinking when this happened? Or what do you think they're saying now? I think the name of the game is, what do you think they're saying now? Because people don't say what they have to say when they're there. They say it later. You know, you get into the car and you go, oh, jeez, that dog they have is like, you know, and they were so nice about it. Dog, Jesus Christ, that dog. Did you, and smell too. Yeah, he stunk. And what's that couch? Did they buy that couch? Is that used or what? And all of that stuff is coming out in the car. And you could have so much fun thinking, what did they say? What are they saying now? Because I don't care how well you know them. Nothing. What are they saying now that they've left? What didn't they tell us? What are they feeling? What goes on? It's a funny game, and you should play it if you want to play games. It's one of those things you could do with one another. Wonder. Because you do wonder. Don't you wonder? Don't you wonder? What are they saying? Do they have a good... They said they had a good time, but are they in the car right now going, never again, I'm never going back? Are they sitting there going, I had to look at this guy's face while I was talking to him for how long? And I'm thinking, do you know that your left nostril is there's stuff coming out of there? Because you're not going to say, you're not going to sit across the table until you meet the guy for the first time. You're not going to say, can you carry a handkerchief or something? Or do you, and then somebody said, don't say that. Handkerchiefs. Who carries a handkerchief anymore? Think about it. I start wondering about this. When I was growing up, everybody had handkerchiefs. When I left for school when I was a kid, my mother gave me a handkerchief to put in my pocket. There were no tissues. There were no hand sanitizers. You had your handkerchief. Now think about this for a second, because we didn't think about it when we were kids. Suddenly something you feel in your nose, you know you got to blow your nose. So you take out a piece of cloth from your pocket and you put it to your nose and you put into the cloth this garbage. It's bodily garbage. It's gone. The body doesn't want it. You don't want it. You know, you just want to get rid of it. What do? You put it in this cloth and then you put it back in your pocket. What was that? What were they thinking about with him? You have a handkerchief? What does that mean? Handkerchief. Handkerchief. Do you mean to tell me, you people, right? This is the way. Now, the thing about this is that I've always lived like this. I've always been like this. And I don't think I'm some kind of a, you know, freak born of a jackal somewhere. I think that everybody does this. They just kind of, you think about it, you wonder about things, but you don't go the distance with it. That's what wondering does. Listen to wondering now from this dictionary. Did I mention the name of it? Yes, Webster is this new American. New! That new! New is in upper and lower, and it's italic. And everything else is in uppercase. Webster's new American dictionary. If you said it, that's the way you would say it. Wonder. Parentheses, W-U-N, accent, D-E-R. With that thing on top of the E. That's an E. Not an E. Is that a soft E? I don't even know. Or E, is it hard E if you say an E and low, whatever. Listen to this. As a noun, it's a noun basically. Astonishment. Now, nobody ever thinks to say, there's a word people generally don't use anyway. I'm astonished at that. I wonder about that. What a wonder. Okay. Marvel. Nobody uses that word anymore. First two definitions, astonishment and marvel. Ah, what a wonder. But wondering? Okay, here's more. Okay, wonders, and this was in the blog if you read it, wonders are natural. Wonders are natural. Miracles are supernatural. That's the contrast right there. Okay. So, if you see a miracle, whatever the heck that, look that one up. You think it's a miracle. You better wonder about it if it is a miracle. Wonder about it. It's not a wonder. Wonders are natural. The wonderful sky. Wonderful. The sky above, the mud below. It says here, the whole creation is full of wonders. I love this because this is 1960. So why they would put this in here? But you know why? Because it's like Anglo-Saxon, Judeo-Christian language. That's the same people who carried handkerchiefs and put their dirty, filthy crap from their body in their pockets. Because, did anyone ever compare, hey, you want to see my handkerchief? Hey, Bobby, why don't you got your handkerchief now? The whole creation is full of wonders. The Bible contains an account of the miracles. Wonders are real. Marvels are often fictitious. Prodigies are extravagant and often imaginary. Monsters are violations of the laws of nature. I love that definition of monsters. A violation of the laws of nature. I don't know about new dictionaries. You got nothing to do. You're sitting around, look up a word. This is like, you could sit for an hour. Maybe longer. Make a cup of coffee. Make a couple of cups of coffee and put them in a gigantic case, a tube, a crate. What word am I looking to find here? A tank. That's it, a tank. Have a tank of coffee. And just think about it. Now here's to be astonished, to wonder. Here's to wonder as a verb. To wonder. To be astonished. To feel surprise and amazement, which is the same as astonishment. Also, listen to this, because remember, I just said, you're astonished, and with astonishment, with amazement, with surprise, comes what? When you wonder. Doubt. To have doubt about and a desire to know about whatever that amazes you. So, you're wonder, you're astonished at this, and you're not done just being astonished. It's just an immediacy of feeling. I'm immediately astonished. I'm like, it just ran through me. I'm like, surprised. I'm shocked. I moved. Okay. But that leads to, I want to know about it. You ever go to a magician's house? Here's a question. I know you've seen magicians. Did you ever go to a magician's house? I used to know a number of magicians in Hollywood. And I used to go over to the house and they were always wanted to show a new trick. Like, here, I got this. Got to see this one. And I noticed that when other people were there, what they'd always do, when the guy did a trick. Now remember, there's no such thing as magic, okay? This is sleight of hand. It's an art. It's a bit of a science in how it's presented. And they do it. They do it right in front of you. That's the best magic. Are right in front of you, not from some, it's okay. So you make the space shuttle disappear. David Copperfield. I don't, it's like, okay, but you do that in front of me. That stuff is great. When they're doing it, who says, how'd you do that? What'd you do? How'd you do that? Every magician I ever knew was like, can't you just enjoy it? What do you mean? How did I do? If I showed you how to, if you were a magician, you'd know. You want to be, go find out. Don't, or think about, if you don't know how I did it, then I've done it well. But why would you have to say that if you know? You're astonished. Now I wonder, why do you do that? How do you do that? I don't see anything in your hand. There's nothing in your thumb. There's nothing up my sleeve. So with astonishment comes wonder. Wonder. Monsters are violations of the laws of nature. There's something here. You gotta write that in itself is a title of something. That's wonderful. Okay, to be astonished at, to feel surprise and amazement, to have doubt about, and desire to know. As, I wonder why he did not come to the theater or whatever. If you wonder, you're a wonderer. And you do wondering as an adjective. You're wondering as an adverb. An adverb is wonderful. That's wonderful. Are you wondering? It's wonderful that you're wondering because you think, you know, teachers used to say, it's good that you're thinking like that. I don't know. That's the way my teachers talked when I was a kid. It's good that you're thinking like, or they talk like this because they, and that was the lady, like Mrs., let's see, I think of a name, a Mrs. Dowling. There was a Mrs. Dowling. This name just, see? Now I'm seeing Mrs. Dowling. I'm remembering, I'm wondering about Mrs. Dowling, who must have been dead for decades. She, then Mrs. Dowling talked like that. You go in the school, you sit down, and this doesn't happen anymore. I just know it doesn't happen anymore. Kids find other particulars about teachers to talk about them and make them, you know, make fun of them and stuff. But we had classic, like, they all came out of Dickens books, I think, you know. Dickens created all of it. This Mrs. Dowling, sit down, I'm going to teach you. And you don't want to learn from this person. You know what? They're wearing black and the silver hair that she smells from the back. You're in the row. You're seat six in the row 12. You know what? Don't you wonder about that? You wonder about those things. So don't you wonder about whoever, you know, even you go to college, you go to school, you don't go to school, or if you go to Zumba, wherever you go to yoga class, or you, wherever you go, don't you wonder about these, who are these people? What, you know what I wonder about a lot? I have been, like, in the neighborhood where I live, and I ride around because I gotta get out of my house and go places, and ride around, and I see houses, and I never see people. I see houses. There's that houses there again. And even the places where I know, let's say there, I see houses. I have no idea who lives. I wonder who lives there. What do they do? What goes, you mean to tell me this never goes through your mind? Ever? Oh, it does. You're just not aware of it. Or it comes and it goes. You'd be better off to pay attention. That's the whole idea here, because that's, wake up, it's night. You're not going to have another 17 lifetimes to figure this stuff out. Ask yourself these questions. You never know. It could lead to something you want to find out. You find out, oh, that could go either way right there. You know, it could be your doom or your destiny, or it could be the greatest thing that ever happened to you. But think about how much you lose from just wondering. But that's a whole, that could be a whole nother thing, you know, to be finding out, try to find out things. Anyway, that's wonder. And there's other, listen to all the words that are connected to wonder. I see seven tweets. Let's see if anybody's tweeting. Well, of course, people are tweeting all over the place. At Frank Cotolo. I don't know this guy. And you know, everybody's into their own little world, you know? It's like, it's always been like that. I know that. I'm asking people if they, this guy's not, this guy's not. Here's someone, I love these tweets. Like, I need to be a part of Twitter. And I need to have this tweeted to me. It's almost Mother's Day. Thank you. I mean, because I wouldn't know. What day is today? Anyway, what time is it now? Entertainment Weekly, they don't care. This one doesn't care. These guys would never wanted to come on the net, but now they are. No, there's still nobody. And there probably won't be anybody. I tell you what I'm going to do from here on in. there's an email. Maybe someone emailed me. Oh, no. I don't know. I'm not going to do anything unless someone tweets me. I'm not going to say, I'll look at this myself. I won't bother you with it. And that's that. My name is Frank Cotolo. The man whose name adores the title of the show. Well, here's what's going to happen. And we're going to come back after we do our top of the hour bits. And we got some books to sell. We got some some other things to tell you about while we go and dispose of some bodily wastes, and perhaps maybe we replenish our precious bodily fluids by getting ourselves some more things to drink, because we have to stay. So I don't think you could drink any more than that, but that's, maybe, I don't know, maybe I have no idea. but here's some more, here's the words. They're not. There may be more now. Wonderland. That's where Alex went. That's where Alice went. Alice in Wonderland, right? Wonderstruck. Wonderwork. An extraordinary feat or structure. You see, nobody ever uses that. What a wonderwork. What a wonderwork. That new Victory Freedom Tower. Is that Freedom Tower? Then they wouldn't say is. They would say, what a wonderwork, if they use the word wonderwork. Here's how they'd say it. 9 out of 10 people. What a wonderwork that new Freedom Tower is. They never end a sentence with is. And I said, what is, and it sounds wrong the other way. What a wonderwork is that new Victory Tower. It's not even victory, it's freedom. I don't know. But people would say is. Wonderment, a sensation of surprise and curiosity. So you could have wonderment. You could have wonder. And I'm in a state of wonderment because I just experienced wonder, astonishment, surprise. And now I doubt. Now I have doubt as to what. Okay. Wonderstruck, wonderwork. Worker, wondering. Wondrous. There's a wonderful, extraordinary, wondrous. What a wondrous day. That sounds British, right? Maybe it must mean you want to say British things. What a wondrous day. And then it's over. And then you got to go into the wood words. Wood? Let's do them one at a time. How many wood words? Wood ant. Wood ant? Did you know there was such a thing as a wood ant? An ant that just likes wood? Wood baboon. Did you know there's a wood baboon? Huh? Woodbine, which is a variety, a honeysuckle. I was right. Woodblock, wood borer, wood chat, wood chuck. How many chucks can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck chucked wood? Wood coal, wood cock, wood craft, wood cut, wood duck, wooden, wood engraving, wooden head, wooden wedding. Too many times we look at the word we're looking to find the definition, We look at that word and we don't go around it. See, I don't let any of this stuff go by. And this is what I'm saying is that I never realized this until later in life. I used to think that all that noise that's going on in my head is like bad stuff. It's all good stuff. This is all part of the, if you were to put together a series of these shows that dealt with neo-postmodernism, that's what this is all about. We're all products of everything we think and see. But, you know, we hold them back. Now, when you go to your neighbors and you're sitting there and you can't be yourself, you immediately know you could be 80% yourself with your neighbor because you know them and they're friends. You're not going to, the new people know. Now you're suddenly different, you know, can't do it. And you're editing. So you spend your time editing what you'll say, when you'll say it, how you'll say it, and it's total self-consciousness. It's something none of us should have, because it's not fun to live life self-consciously. And yet we have to know how to play with it and deal with it, because if you work with a bunch of people and you got to go to an office or something like that, you just can't walk around and be yourself. You know why? Because you're an idiot. And I know it too, because I'm an idiot. We're idiots. We're just idiots. And when we're on our own, it's wonderful. We're great, but we don't have to consider anybody else. We don't negotiate the madness that goes on between people. But you can't be all alone. It's impossible. You've got to deal with other people. There's no way out. Can't do it. Even the Unabomber couldn't do it. He's somewhere, and even if they put you in solitary confinement, well, you'd have to be pretty whacked out in the beginning to go to solitary confinement. They wouldn't just put you there. Let's see how it works out. Put him in solitary confinement. Remember the Shawshank Redemption? Did anyone ever see that movie? Where he's I don't know how many months here or days he's in. And he goes, they said, oh, you must have went crazy. He goes, no, he said, because I had Mozart in my head. And because he remembered Mozart music. And all the time he was alone, he didn't pass the time. He just lived the time. Because music isn't actually anything time. When you're listening to music, you're listening to it's something that comes from out of nowhere and goes nowhere. It's just that moment You're not saying, I can't wait till the end of this song. Listening to it going, I love the way they end the song. Ready? Come on, end it already. You don't do that. My name is Frank Cotolo, and I know you want to end this. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. I shouldn't say that. I don't have any self-effacing that way. For God's sakes, you don't hear crap like this anywhere else. You know, I'm not sitting around pontificating, and I'm not going to pontificate. I'm going to wonder, and you're going to wonder. At Frank Cotolo, if you want to tweet me. You don't want to tweet me, I don't care. Just one thing I added to the whole mess. You don't have to. If you do want to get in touch with me at any time, fcotolo@yahoo.com, or my Facebook, Frank Cotolo, what we're going to do is take ourselves a break so we can, and we're going to have some people talk about some things you need to know. I don't know if you need to know. But you know them. And we're going to sell some books and do some stuff. And then we'll be back, as we always are, for another hour or two. As soon as this works, we're going to get it. There we go. Don't go away.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything, packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To build libraries and fill them with stories? Prepare a meal with food you helped grow? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Ah, the sounds of Ontario's nature in the summer. But close your eyes to it, and in time it'll all just go away. Ontario's nature needs you, because you can help protect, connect, and restore what makes our home so special. After all, the pulse of Ontario isn't just in its wildlife, woodlands, and wetlands. It's in the hearts of the people who protect them. Listen to your heart. Visit OntarioNature.org to find out how you can help today.
Juiced Talk Radio. It's juicy. JuicedTalk.com. Hear Frank Cotolo's Cotolo Chronicles.
Imagine if there were companies that made cookies, and they only got together to make like one, a certain amount of cookies for a certain amount of time, okay?
Transistor by Velvet Steel.
You know, you've got short nipples, you've got long nipples that stick up from the body, you've got big areolas, you've got small areolas, you've got different colors, you've got hair growing off them, you've got everything growing, you've got veiny nipples, you've got all kinds of different things. But for some people, they have really small nipples.
And the Fabulous D Show by me, the artist D.
you pick out?
And that's why this is so unique, because you could do a million of your own shows.
And I would never do this there, no.
Exactly. You'd never start saying, who did they suck off to get that?
All at Juiced Talk, archived for your listening pleasure. JuicedTalk.com.
Don't be stupid with your skin. It's the only skin you're in. Know what's good and bad to do. Find the right and wrong for you. It's time you learn what it's about. 'Cause indoor tanning is out. UV lamps from a tanning bed, they can turn your skin beet red. Wrinkles come from the UV light, and age spots make you go frightful sight. With UV light, it gets worse. Skin cancer is a wicked curse. Don't be the one that's tan and dead. Use your brain, use your head. It's time you learn what it's about. 'Cause indoor tanning is out. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
Hey girls, we know it's hot. When the guy respects a girl enough to ask and doesn't just try to make a move on us. We don't want to be pushed, pressured, or persuaded to have sex. We can make up our own minds. And when we say no, we mean no, not maybe or I need to be convinced more. It doesn't matter what we're wearing, what we've done in the past, or whether or not we said yes but then changed our mind. It's hot when guys respect our decision. If they don't and try to force groping or sex, it's illegal. That's right. Groping or sex without our permission is illegal. And any guy who tries to get away with it can get arrested for sexual assault. And that's on his record permanently. Hey, real men respect. And respect is hot. Respect! For information about sexual assault, log on to WCASA.org. That's WCASA.org. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault, the Wisconsin Department of Health and Family Services, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky Escapades. Parallel Universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves a tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Scale by Frank Cotolo, now on Amazon for your Kindle.
I want to tell you to do one thing, though, and if you'll pay attention to me, it might save your life. I want you to buckle up and live. Seatbelts and shoulder harnesses can be your second chance. Now, if you never had an accident, you could be next, because you gamble every time you get in your car. Now, you cut down the odds against you getting killed, you understand, by buckling up your seatbelt or your harness. Use them as advised by your car's manufacturer, and have your passengers use them, too. Automobile accidents can be deadly. Be sure you get that second chance. Buckle up and live.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports, and news, it's radio. The people choose. Everybody's swinging to the swinging voice of radio, the people's choice. Big fry, small fry, dawn to dawn, it's radio that turns them on.
Commander Cotolo here, the bard of broadcasting, on my own. It's an all natural Cotolo Chronicles, just like it used to be before technology took over. 8th of May, 2014.
So, don't forget that I said to you, I will be on the Howie Siblinger show. If you're listening to the live feed, you will hear me. Sunday, 6 p.m. or something. If you're wondering about those kind of things. Anyway, here we are at Cthulhu Chronicles. 8th of May. We got one, that's the second of five shows. And I really don't know what we're going to do. We're going to do a lot of wonder. I'm wondering, what do we do? I'm wondering. Wondering, what do we do? You know what I love? If you went to saw the blog, CthulhuChronicles.blogspot.com, that promoted this, or you're on my Facebook page and saw a beautiful picture. I don't know who took that photograph of that little girl. That really much says it all. The picture of that little girl with her laying down with her hands holding her face up. And that look of this, she's thinking all sorts of things, just letting her mind take over. Maybe she's looking at the sky, the stars, or not. Maybe she's looking at a television show. Maybe she's, you know, there's an awful lot going on in your head, and I think it's perfectly okay to pay attention to all of it. That's important. There's things up there. Granted, your subconscious may spit out a couple of things that don't matter, but there's a ton of things that do matter. And you spend an awful lot of time, you can't be self-conscious feeling with other people, but you shouldn't be self-conscious for yourself either. Don't think that, you know, we think some awful things. We think some great things. We just think, but we got to think. We got to wonder. I wonder. Because wonder in itself is amazement, I said. I was thinking about, and here's what I was thinking about during all those spots. I was thinking about Andy Rooney, who I know a lot of you younger folks here are probably saying, oh, that old guy, he wasn't exactly hip. Andy Rooney was a journalist, and then he became famous for being on 60 Minutes and doing these little spots that he talked about. They're going to play one here. And I don't know if he says it in this, but he used to go, do you ever wonder? Do you ever wonder? Hey, look, there's another. I got another one. I'm not good at doing it. Do you ever wonder? Let's see if he says this one here. This is a short one from Andy.
I keep reading about the problems people have falling asleep and staying asleep nights. An organization called the National Sleep Foundation did a study, and it says that the economy is making people sleepless. I mean, wouldn't they just? I feel for all those people who aren't sleeping, but not sleeping is not my problem. I can sleep night or day, sitting, standing, or lying down. I often fall asleep right here at this desk. Last week, I took a bus crosstown in New York City and went six blocks past my stop because I fell asleep. Someone took a poll several years ago that reported on what time Americans go to bed every night and how many hours sleep they get. The poll showed that we sleep 8 hours a night, which was no surprise to me. But I think I can get along on 7 hours. I can take eight, but anyone who sleeps 9 hours a night is sleeping his life away. If you figure out how much sleep you're going to get overall in your life, it's really depressing.
Yes.
We all sleep away about a third of all the hours we have to live. Now, how in the world did we let that happen? I suspect we all get more sleep than we need. What we need is some kind of a gauge like a thermometer that would tell us when we need more sleep and when we've had enough. Never mind the alarm clocks. When the battery on some gadgets needs charging, a red light comes on or a bell rings. We should all have something like it that would let us know when we've had enough sleep. I'm lucky because I'm a very quick sleeper and I can sleep anywhere. Some of the best sleep I've ever had has been in movie theaters during bad shows or in front of the television set. I try to go to bed early Saturday night so I don't fall asleep during the football game Sunday or while I'm on 60 Minutes. I hate when that happens.
The whole idea, and that was just two and something minutes from wondering about something. And I don't care who you might be or what you do. You're not a broadcaster. You're not a speaker. the stuff that goes on in your head is that's it. You ever wonder, of course you wonder, and he's identifying, people are identifying with him. And these same thoughts are going through your head, and right now. Now, be wondering, why am I listening to this guy? Why? It's like, what? What? And there's not a moment that goes by that I don't start to wonder about something and then ask a question. And sometimes that's uncomfortable for other people when I'm talking with them because I'm rather liberal with my thoughts. Still, every one of you does it every day beyond the thing that you're doing. That girl in the on the blog page just represents that to me. It's like we're all just that, in that state one way or another. And they often say, like, you know, don't stop and think about things that, if you think about things too much, like Andy Rooney's, when he, in that, I'm thinking, the people, you just don't walk around, or you don't go to sleep at night thinking that you're just wasting that time because you're just a creature that needs to have sleep. And if you don't get sleep, you get sleep deprivation, all sorts of things can happen to you. It's horrible. So you don't go to bed thinking that you're about to waste another part of your life. And if we do sleep a third of our lives away, wow, but we don't think about it. So we do what we got to do. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't think about these things. This, you know, people think about things that don't exist, and they put their faith in those things. As opposed to living and thinking about and doing what you can about and accepting what you need to accept. As opposed to just, you know, back in the days of that book, that dictionary, and back in the days when I was telling you people carried handkerchiefs. Handkerchiefs. You know, people don't even carry tissues anymore, do they? Very few people like have, well, again, you know, women always had bags. We obviously, women had handkerchiefs too. Now that I think about it, women had them in their pocketbooks. Where was I with that? I was thinking that back in those days, people would tell you not to think about this, that, and the other thing. And then when there's something they couldn't figure out, as opposed to wondering about them, I'd be amazed about something that gives you doubt and makes you wonder about that thing. This is, you want to talk about a gift that a human has to deal with, has to use. That's that. And instead of, well, let me talk about something that was very big when I was, I probably still is big in the New York, in the cities. Wakes, not funerals, wakes. Wakes when people meet one another. There used to be an old joke, well, when are we going to see each other again? Well, someone dies because they don't go to the wake. Wakes and funerals, that's when you meet, that's when you see people. Well, you know, if you're wondering about people in the meantime, give them a call. Give them a, even now, I mean, there was never an excuse. Did you wonder? Why sit and wonder what's happened to someone when you could try to find out? And today, in the new millennium, down the Hallelujah Trail, how could you not find a person? I recently found a friend from a very, very long time ago. I think I mentioned last week, I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm going to have her on this show. She's now doing some incredible work. Because there's so many ways to find people. What do you got? Some people say, I don't want to deal with that person. And that's okay. I mean, there certainly are people you don't want to be in touch with. You don't want to restart a relationship or get, you know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if you're wondering about it, you can find out. But the things I was talking about, what people put into their lives, these things like this. I'm not going to think about it. They're not going to wonder about this. I'm going to leave it to faith. There's something out there. They just toss it out. And you shouldn't toss this out. I mean, when I first wake I ever went to when I was a kid, and I just, it was like, that's the body. That's the person. That was who? That was your who? Your aunt, your mother, whatever? That person laying in that big thing? What? And I would wonder immediately. I wouldn't just accept the fact that, and this is what they do. We put the body in there. There's so many details to it. And later on, of course, I used to play doubles. I don't mean tennis. I mean guitars and stuff with a friend of mine at a club in Brooklyn. And when he wasn't playing guitar and doing, playing for, you know, at places, little bars and things, his father was a mortician, and he was a mortician. And he used to tell me things about, you know, the stuff they used to do. This is years after I went to my first wake funeral, but people go to funerals and then there's older people, you know, they used to just say, well, they just toss things off. Well, it's the way it is. You know, I hate this phrase that people use, not just because it's grammatically horrible. It's a horrible phrase. And it doesn't really mean, I know what it means as opposed to mean. I don't know if is this colloquial or is this, what is it? It's just idiotic. It is what it is. I can't take that aside. I'm saying aside from the absurdity of that particular phrase and what it might mean, I don't want to buy what it means. First of all, what is it? Find out it. See it. It is not what it is. There's way more to what it is as a, and I can't even end with this. It is as it is. Well, it is what it is. It is. This is, I don't. And you know, to end, it's like they're ending something. They're ending a opinion, or they're just tossing it away. You know, well, it isn't. I got news for you. It isn't. And I'm going to say this as the phrase should be. It isn't what it is. It isn't what it is. It's not what it looks like. Nothing is as it appears. And if you're driving, images seen through the mirror are larger than they appear. They're larger than they appear. So if images in the mirror are larger than they appear, why is it the way it is? It is not what it is. It changes. It's made of stuff you don't even know about. How do you just toss it aside? Well, it is what it is. Faith in what? You know, we wouldn't have anything in this world. We would not have anything that we use if somebody didn't wonder about it. Just like Andy Rooney said in that little piece there, he said, we should have, you know, buttons like when batteries are low and something that tells you, or you've had enough sleep, you're now regenerated. You know, we don't have that. But what we do have, we wouldn't have if somebody didn't wonder. Somewhere, there's someone who said, why don't I get a clock? Because clocks exist. Why don't I get a clock? Because I have to get up every morning and I never get up out of that instant clock in my head. He didn't just look at the clock and go, well, it is what it is. It's a clock and it tells time and there's nothing I could do about it helping me get up at a time I have to get up. Well, there is a way to make it do that. And if you didn't think about that, if you just sat back and went, well, it is what it is. It's a clock and that's what it is. Then no one would have invented the alarm clock. Somebody had to look at that and go, wait a second. Because in those days, I think the first alarm clock, all clocks in the beginning were wound, right? Before there was electricity. Is it electricity or electricity? Because in Brooklyn, it was electricity. Trizity. Trizcity. Trizity. So, and everything from, you know, Ben Franklin and a kite, or Isaac Newton and an apple, and this, or to the string theory. To the stuff we talk when Dr. Waldar is here, to gravitational waves. And many of the guys sit around going, yeah, he found some gravitational waves. Well, it is what it is. Let's go. I don't think that's accepting. It is what it is not. I don't think people are accepting that. And I go back to the wakes, you know, when they didn't say that. I don't know when that started either. Is there some kind of timeline on that? I am drinking coffee, and you know how I like it. And it started again. I used to have, for a while there, it was just bitter as a grasshopper leg. But now it's once again, black as hell, strong as death, and sweet as love. Because I started with sugar again. Do you wonder why I do that? I know why I do that. It's because I drink like, it reminds me of my father. And I like to be reminded of my father. Oh, you know, and yeah, and I went to Twitter and found out that, you know, because someone wrote, it's almost Mother's Day. It's almost Mother's Day. Oh. You know, I just realized something, and that is that this is really stupid of me. I asked people, tweet me and tell me what you're wondering, and that's all everyone does on Twitter. They tell you what they're wondering about. What are they amazed about right now that they have to share it? Everybody is wondering about something. This person writes, I will have a wonderful wedding. This person's thinking about a wedding. Exercise, overtime exercise. I'll be so healthy, writes this person. Well, that's what they're thinking about, their health, doing exercise. This is what they're wondering. I don't, some things are, I don't know, I was wondering. Well, anyway. So there I was, I'm sorry for asking anybody to do that. It's useless. In fact, here's what I'm doing right now with about a half hour somewhat left. I'm getting out of my Twitter account. I am quitting my Twitter account right now. Forget about the Twitter stuff. Settings and help. Is that goodbye? Boy, it changed this thing around. Eh? Settings, is that goodbye? Yes, sign out. Okay, forget about it. Don't tweet me at Frank Cotolo. Just don't tweet. It's all done. It's over. That's it. Email me, you know. Some of these people just keep emailing me anyway because they know my personal email and they really shouldn't be doing it. What I have been talking about throughout this, you know, before there was, it is what it is, there was whatever, and that was attitude. Whatever. That's how you said it. People get really pissed because you're dismissing something, you know, dismissing what they said. And if you're correcting them, they get pissed in the first place if you correct them. If they say whatever, man, that is like really, you're really ready to punch someone right in the head. Whatever! You know, and how you say it. Of course, how you say things is in itself expressive, which is why, like when you get emails, isn't it, don't you do that? And now here's a wondering thing. You get an email and you read into the email a voice of some sort, you read into it dynamics, you read into it the emphasis, and you misinterpret it. This is English. We all do this, and you wonder, I wonder what he meant by that. And there's another one. This is great, too. I love this. I wonder what he meant by that. Now, if you're not watching a movie or you're reading a book or you're reading a poem or you're doing something that has levels of meaning, why would, do you really think that people walk around and say things to you and to other people meaning something else? Well, of course they do. I mean, like I said before, you're thinking all sorts of stuff you're not expressing, but someone says something, or like you read the email, but when you're reading an email, you don't hear anything. So if someone writes something, they could be joking, they could say the most horrible thing in the world, but you interpret it with the sound of a voice. Now, then you hear the sound of a voice because you hear somebody talking and they say something and you catch, I don't know how else to express it, but an attitude. You catch something and it ignites something that you're not thinking about or whatever. Maybe it's unclear to you. And you go, I wonder what he was thinking. I wonder what he meant by that. There's a great phrase. I mean, can you imagine if you get, I'd like to get a grant from the government or anybody else who gives grants and just go out into the workforce every day, go to insurance company company offices and places where people do business and count like in one day or in one week or in one month, it's quite how big the grant would be because I had to do it. See, how many times do people say to themselves or to someone else out loud, I wonder what he meant by that. When I was a kid, it was pretty simple because kids are kids and, you know, some guy's pissed at another guy or you get something, and, you know, and you say like, oh yeah, well, your mother. What he meant by that? I would do this though. See, because I was always like this. I mean, I've changed in many ways, but, you know, now I didn't understand the depth or the breadth with a D of this particular observational talent I have. You have it too. I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying that I use, but I didn't realize it back then. I wonder what he meant by that. But someone would say, your mother. And they didn't even have to say, your mother, you know, does this or does that. Or didn't have to even be explicit. It got down to the point where everybody knew what that person meant. We didn't have to say, you know, what do you mean by that? Your mother. But the first time you hear it, if you haven't heard all the other stuff, you would go, I wonder what he meant by that. Suddenly he just looked at me and went, your mother. But it's your mother. He's pointing to you. He's pointing at you. He's talking to you. And he says, your mother. This is like an incomplete sentence. It's not, it's the answer to some question. Who had me? Whose womb did I grow in and developed in whose womb and who gave birth to me? The answer, your mother. So it's like if that was Jeopardy, and you bet this, your mother would be the answer. The question was, I'll take, lost phrases for like 100. Your mother. I got it. Whose womb did I develop? In whose womb did I develop who gave birth to me? That's correct. That's it for $200, right? But if somebody came up to you and went, your mother, it got to the point where it was, so, they didn't even want to be creative anymore and tell you what she did, or who she did it to at that time, or how vile your mother. All you had to say was, your mother. And for some reason or another, it was always your mother. Nobody ever went, your father. Because fathers were beyond reproach. You know, if somebody had done that, you would have said, I wonder what he means by that. Father. Your mother. It's called that ranking you out. They call that ranking you out. I wondered constantly about these kids, these people I went to school, who went to school with me. I wonder what he meant by that. But of course, when you're kids, they say things, you know, they say things more directly. Even that, I mean, everybody knew what that meant at that point. You heard enough mother jokes and they were ranking on your mother. Why didn't they rank on me? They did that too. Ranked on me, and then and then added insult to injury. You little squirt, you little weak little squirt, paste-faced squirt, your mother. So, I'm not laughing I'm laughing at the situation. I'm not laughing at my doing that. Because that's what they did. But the other thing, as I was saying, I wonder what he means by that. Then there's a wonder. They even use the word. I wonder what he meant by that. The word is in there. I wonder. I'm amazed at what he just said. And I have doubt about what it means. I wonder what he meant by that. He said something, obviously, that might have had a metaphor, an allegory, an allophore, a metaphor, metagory. Or he said something that, or she said something. And like I said, when you're reading emails, you're wondering, what does he mean? If he didn't say it, how did he say that? How did she say that? What does she mean? Even when it's direct. And I don't know how many times I've written back to someone and I said, geez, I'm sorry I put it that way, or I meant this, or I meant that. And I'm actually defining what I meant and making sure that I read into that correctly. You don't want to create a conflict where conflict does not exist. Monsters? What was it now? Do you remember? Monsters are violations of the laws of nature. Your mother's in violation. And you know what they do these days? I know this from my kid. They don't even, and the mother stuff is gone. Now it's just you. They come back at you with the same thing you say to them. You say something to them and they come back at you with you. You are contraction. Your. So if somebody says, you know what you look like, and it's usually in a case like this. This is how you do the response. So you don't have to wonder why they're doing this. I wonder why they're doing this. Maybe to get out of the conversation and to get out of anything the conversation may develop into or mean or express. So they do this and they bounce it right back at you. I don't know if you did all your homework. No, let me get something like that. Hey, do your homework. Yeah, you all do your homework. Hey, why don't you eat your broccoly? It doesn't even have to have a grammatic correctness, it doesn't even have to be correct grammatically. You're correct. You don't have to be correct grammatically. You could do with anything. So it's no longer is it your mother. It's you are whatever it is you said, so that we don't have to continue that conversation about what you meant, that I was wondering what it was that you meant. But we just kill it right there by saying, instead of saying your mother, you could say your. Wow, you look pale. You look pale. So you say the same thing back, but just put you are in front of it. And this is not something you do to, you know, your superior at work or your cop. You don't do it to a cop. Imagine cop stops you and says, license and registration. Your license and registration. Not going to get you in trouble. You're certainly not going to go, your mother. I know guys who would have done that. But when we go back to wondering, I wonder what he means by that. You have to ask and look further into it. You can't walk away with those questions. And that's it. When you wonder something and you're in amazement and you have the doubt because you don't understand it, if you're amazed, first of all, you're probably something you haven't seen, haven't heard, or don't understand. But you have to ask about it. What do you mean by that? You're what do you mean by that? Your mother's you. What you, it's like, you know, if they're going to come back at you, then they're hiding something. Oh, I didn't mean anything by that. Were you wondering? You ever wonder? And I know that, after this show, if you've listened to even an hour of it, I mean, you can listen to a half hour of it or 15 minutes of it, you're going to be more conscious when you sit back, the show's over, and something's going to come into your head and you're going to wonder about it. Wondering, having the doubt, you want an answer, or you desire to know. Your desire to know. See, I did it. Your mother. I don't know why I was ever your father. I don't know. Your aunt. I don't know. How can any, you know why? Because nobody could find that insulting. Your aunt. My aunt. What? Does that have to do with anything? What about my aunt? I'm not insulted. But when you say your mother, you know that what's connected to that are the usual insults that he doesn't even have to say anymore, because now your mother does this, your mother does that. And that's the insult. I'm not insulting you. I'm going beyond you. I'm insulting now the person who created you, the person who brought you into this world. Not you. You're nothing. Were it not for being brought into the world by this woman. And this woman is your mother. I wonder what he means by that. He means to insult you. And you should be insulted. That's a level of insult. Think about it. It transcends your very being and goes to your creation, to your development, to the person who nourished you so that you could come into this world. That person is responsible for the blech that are you. Is you. That are you and you stinking. So it's not, you know, so you don't stink per se. That would be one insult. The person who brought you into this world stinks. And that's weird, because you can't, your mother didn't just do it. Your father had to participate. Otherwise you wouldn't, you know, the X chromosome, the Y chromosome, you got, otherwise you wouldn't be a human being. It wouldn't be anything. It happens with squirrels. It happens with snakes. It happens with moths. It happens with caterpillars. See, now there's just one, it's not wondering. Because when I say that, I wonder about all the different ways they're of creation. And I don't just say, don't just toss it aside and say like, well, Noah saved all the, God created the animals and the insects and all the things, and that is what it is. You put all your faith in that? Because when there are plenty of things you'll never be able to grasp. I know, me too. I can't grasp a lot of the stuff. We talk about things on this show that are ironclad things. And whenever I have somebody on who is not able to not able to tell me something that's even a theory, you know, it's a theory, or it's a, someone who comes on and says, like, and I'm not mentioning names, I was in my dead mother came to me, and then she knocked me off the bed, and I wrote a book about this, and all the ghosts and evil spirits that were in the room that you know, and I'm like, and that's what happened? When did you wake up from that dream? I don't know. I'm like, I don't understand that, because I can make it up too. I don't understand what you know, bring me your theory that has, what do you mean by that? I mean, I'd be amazed. You know, I always said, if something like that happened to me, and I've had like these weird things happen to me where I thought I saw something. I think my mother, once in a while, I could see on the side of my eye, never in front of me. And my mother is like, well, not me, you know. I don't like make a big deal. I wonder why that happened. I start to wonder why that happened. Was there an image in my head that suddenly the light hit a certain way and my subconscious shot out this vision of my mother? It wasn't really my mother. But people are immediately drawn to the explanation that best suits them. They don't wonder.
How do you not wonder? Go right to... How do you not wonder?
Yeah, and you said, we're all... Basically, we're all scientists in that respect. Shouldn't we wonder and ask about all this stuff? And if something really weird had happened to me, and I don't know, these people who say these things happen to them, people who are called by, as a calling, the voice came to me at night and God said this, and it's like, all right, you know, okay, why you? I made me wonder, why you? Who the hell are you? Why, you know, why of all the infinitesimal beings and creatures and things that have neurons and electrons and atoms in the entire universe beyond whichever you could think about, go, you know, into eternity, which you can't think about because you're finite. How, why you? Why? I just gonna, well, I got it, you know, I got it. You don't wonder about if I heard a voice telling you something. I mean, literally a voice, not in a dream either, because I've heard voices in dreams. I heard voices in dreams and people have told me, I've heard my, you know, voices of dead people in my dreams and people have said, well, that's really the person. That's really the dead person. They're speaking to you and you're at your particular consciousness. That's when they can tune in. Yeah, but next time tell them to come for breakfast. I'll talk. Because I wonder, it's a wonder. And how do you know that? Don't. I cannot and I will not accept the fact that all of this is what all of this is. And or that I'm the only person who sits around and questions all this stuff and wants some answers before I dismiss it all. I walk around in amazement. I walk around in astonishment of life, of everything. No, I don't dance around and go, I don't gasp all the time and go, my goodness. But you know, when I'm watching television at night, I'm aware. Wow, they get pictures. They get a camera. Oh my God, the camera in the first place. What is a camera? Is a camera what a camera is? Is that it? It is what it is. It's a camera. It takes pictures. So just, you know, so get over it. It's another one. Get over it. Oh, my God. Get over it. Get over what? Whatever. Get over whatever. Get over what? Whatever. Because I don't want to answer that. You know, so I'll say it like that. Whatever. What do you mean by that? You can make a whole conversation out of these things. He meant that it is what it is. There's no end to this unless consciousness itself ends. I saw a wonderful piece, just a piece that was wonderful. See, I used the word from the new Louis series. I'm not going to critique Louis or anything, but it's something he did in his stand-up. And this is like, this is so perfect. I'm going to tell you, I'm not doing it as he does it, but he asked the question. A lot of people ask, what happens when you die? And Louis says, well, a lot of things happen. You're just not there to take part in it. Things are happening everywhere. They're going to continue to happen, not to you, but to them. Now, if you put faith in something else happening, another dimension, another plane, another thing that you put in your head, and develop and make up, you're actually creating, you know, you're like a writer, you're a person. And then they say, you know, oh, no, Frank, now you're getting into what people believe. Look, I could believe anything. Anyone could believe anything. You could believe anything you want. Nobody's telling you not to believe it. But how can you sit there and believe something without it? I mean, what? Because it is what it is? Whatever. Your whatever. You could do that to anyone. Your mother. My name is Frank Cotone, the man whose name adjoins the title of the show. And what we've been doing here is what Kurt Brando calls a drum solo. the dynamics of me speaking about any number of things under the umbrella of a thought, running down rabbit holes, getting back to the point, whatever the point may be, whatever, going in and out of non-consciousness, I'm here. So, this is Cthulhu Chronicles. I'm the man whose name joins the title of the show. And the other reason I like that girl, I tell you the other reason I like that girl picture, it reminds me of what I used to do when my grandfather owned a place out in Long Island. Before Long Island was developed, my grandfather, I might have even spoken like this, I might have said this. So those of you who heard it before are going to hear it again. Thank you very much. Whatever. And you'll know what I mean by this because I'm going to tell you what I mean by this. And by the way, this not only wasn't it developed, Long Island, out there in New York, but there was no electricity. So it was, you know, it's the early 50s and you got to go way out there and there's nothing out there. And my grandfather owned some land, made a house, and all the family went there for summers. And see, I'm wondering again because there's all sorts of stories and things and if, ands, or buts involved in that. But let's just move on. But I used to do it night when it became dusk and it went into darkness, which was late during the summer. And I would lay there just like that girl, or I would lay on my back with my hands behind my head. You know how you lay like that? And I was what? 5, 6, 7 tops. And look up at the sky, which seemed so much larger than what I saw of the sky in the city in Brooklyn. The sky is always interrupted by planes, by buildings, by all sorts of stuff. Out there in Mastic Beach, I had my own little adventures. And in fact, you know, when I started to write about it at one point in my life, I called it Mystic Beach because it was out there. It was somewhere. It doesn't exist. It didn't exist then. It was just, and my mind was developing. I was a kid and I was wondering. I was just filled with wonder. And I looked at the stars and I didn't know at that time. Some of them were dead. And I was seeing light. I had no idea. And they taught me things that I thought I believed because I didn't wonder about them till later on in life. So they said a guy walked on water and they said this happened and they said that went on and there was a flood, whatever, whatever, your mother, that's whatever, you're whatever. And all that stuff, laying on the grass at the front lawn in Mystic Beach, and looking up and seeing the moon through the span of time we were there, the moon changing shapes. It was a quarter moon. It was a half moon. It was a full moon. And it got very bright during the full moon. You ever wonder about the moon? Why is the moon shining? The moon isn't shining. Did you know that? People said, the moon shined tonight. And there's, you know, it's all there's so many poetics. There's so much poetics in the things that we, and if you know they're poetics, they're beautiful to use them and express yourself that way. That's great. But, whatever. The moon is what it is. It's a moon. Oh, I just can't. I can't believe it. I don't know. I don't. Just like I said at the beginning of this show, I don't want to say right off the bat. I don't want to say it is what it is because I don't even believe it. I want to try to say to everybody what does it matter? I'll say what I think and what I feel in these times when I know I'll have to edit my voice myself. But I'm always wondering. I'm wondering who's listening. I'm wondering where are these people? And then beyond that, what do they do? You! What do you do? What are you thinking about right now? What's important to you the next morning? Tomorrow? What happens? What are you thinking? When you have that, when you're thinking about your death, someone else who died, or you think about someone you love, or you want to love, or you do love, or you think you love, or someone you love who doesn't love you, are you thinking about, you're wondering, it's all wondering. Because it's a wonder that we even have the ability to do that. We can't get neurotic or self-conscious about it. That's where we get into trouble with our behavior.
But it's okay to ask and wonder. And it's even better to try to find out. Once you try to find out what you're wondering about, your consciousness is lifted. I'm not an evangelist. I'm not talking like that. I'm not trying to start. I don't want a following. I don't want a church. I don't want to tell you about this, that, and the other thing, or how to live your life. I'm telling you what you're probably stopping yourself from doing, and I want you to do, because life is so filled. It's so wonderful. It's wonder, your mother. And you'll live a lot longer. I'm not a doctor. And I don't know what's ticking in your body that could automatically, at any given time, just knock you right into the end of life. I don't know what keeps you going, what spark. I don't know what does it. I don't know any of that. Just know that if you stay kind of healthy. I was wondering the other day. I was saying, well, there was a time when I smoked, and I know I'm better off for not smoking almost like 15 years now. And people who did or still do, almost, that's number one. What did they sacrifice so they could smoke? And we live in a time where we know that's so bad. It's so bad. If you don't care, that's fine. I don't want to hear about rights. You're allowed to do that? That's fine. Of course you're allowed to do it. You want to do it? Fine. But do you ever wonder at what price? You don't wonder. You try not to wonder. When I used to smoke, you say, like, I'm okay. I'm all right. I don't even smoke that much. You know, you make excuses. Again, you put faith in things that are not true. You haven't looked to find out if they're true. And you just say, yeah, I smoke. He's a smoker. He is what he is. I don't know what's going to happen next week on this show. Who knows? Could be Tom Savino. Could be the Cambodian cocktail hour, which is going to be 2 hours. Could be Dr. Popoli, who hasn't gotten back to me. Could be Veronica Monet, who said she will be on the show again. It could be Robin Matthews, who recently won an Academy Award for the Dallas Buyers Club. It could be anything. You're just going to have to check CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com or be my friend or check my timeline page thing there. My page. It's the only one you see, right? You don't see my news feed. I don't see your news feed. Yeah, your mother. See your mother's news feed. Yeah, you're the news feed. It happens. You can... just find out. There's any number of ways of getting in touch with me, and you could do that. In the meantime, you're going to wonder. You're going to be wondering about a whole bunch of things. I know. My name is Frank Cotolo. The man is named, but doing the title of the show. And I will be here again chronicling, hopefully, if everything, you know, if it all works out, I'll be here. And then what? Then we'll do it again. Right? Meantime, by the way, Monday is another Fabulous D show. Once a month, Fabulous D. Go to theartistd.com. And if you're listening on the live feed, Howie Siblinger Show, truetalkradio.net, Sunday, I'll be there. It is what it is, and I am what I am. That's all that I am. Maybe Popeye started that. I am what I am, and that's all that I am. You're a lot more than that, too, you stupid sailor. Do what you gotta do. See you next time. Go buy my books. Go just look around. Do what you gotta do. We'll be back. We hope, as I said. Did I say that? Well, you know what happened. Good night, Mrs. Erstwhile, wherever you are tonight. I guess that is what that is, and that is what it is, and you are what you are, and I got nothing more to say.